And good morning, everyone. Good morning on the Money Matters Morning Edition. Well, we've got a unique program this morning for you. I'm excited about it. This morning we're going to be able to meet Tom Ingracia and Jared Kridminski. And these two gentlemen have a unique situation, and we're going to be talking to them and chatting about what they do. And I think you're going to find it incredibly interesting, and I'm really looking forward to chatting and hearing all about it. So, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Dick.
You're both doing okay, I see.
We are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's good news. That's exciting. Well, one of the things that you do is sort of similar but different. We talk about mental massage, and that's your specialty.
Right.
And then, Jared, you do massage therapy.
Right. Well, it's mental massage is a combination of the two things that we do.
Really?
Yes. Well, Tom does he's a motivational speaker, music historian, well, a jack of all trades, really, but he's the mental one of the mental massage duo, and I do the physical massage part.
Terrific. So, Tom, let's talk about that. Talk about mental massage.
Well, you know, before we went on the air, Dick, we were talking about being visionaries, and that really is what mental massage is all about. It's about helping people to discover the vision for their lives. And to take that step back from the hustle and bustle of daily life, to sit down and think about and focus on what's important to you. You know, what are your goals? What are your aspirations? What are your dreams? And then what do you need to do to make those dreams come true?
Well, you know, I'm so delighted to hear you say that, because we're in a situation in this country. I always tell people, one of the things I've learned in the years I've been around, America would be a wonderful place to live if we could only find a way to get rid of all the people. Now, having said that, the fact is that we put so much pressure and so much stress on ourselves on a regular basis. Now you combine that with a government that's standing still and running in circles, with a stock market that's up one day, down the next, with economics, jobs,
right, yes,
just very rare and scarce to get. And so, you know, some people spend their time just trying to get through the next minute, never mind a vision, you know. And so it's vital.
Right.
And what they end up doing is putting so much stress on. I have a great friend, and I tell folks all know about my friend Alan Gorrell, who's a great physician at Mass General, is my personal physician, but my friend teaches 3 days at Harvard Medical School, teaches young people on the way to be physicians, and then is at Mass General 2 days. And he's been bringing out the fact, as when he and I chat, that because of the last 2.5 or 3 years, he said, it's amazing what it's done to people's health.
Absolutely.
He says, you know, he says the stress and the pressures. So to your point, we ought to spend some time on that, because how important that is for people to be able to lift those burdens that they're carrying around, that in a strange way they can't do a heck of a lot about except themselves to provide. And you mentioned
right.
goals, and when I was doing seminars, I used to talk about goals. You can't even go an hour if you don't. Look, if you don't know where you're going, and take any road, it'll get you there. You know?
Right.
But you need to be focused and have some feeling of what you really want to try to accomplish. Well, and so let's talk about that.
Well, that's right. You know, and you said a minute ago, Dick, that so many people are living minute to minute these days, and just trying to get through today, and not even thinking about tomorrow.
Oh.
And that does put a lot of stress and strain on people. But we feel really strongly that if you have a plan for your life, you're able then to be proactive. You're able to see the opportunities that are in front of you and that are presented to you, and you're in a better position than to seize those opportunities. And by having that plan, by having that what we call a roadmap to get from where you are to where you want to be, then you have something to guide everything that you do.
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that roadmap, because as I just said, and I've had people that I've talked to, and they've say, what do you really want to do? I don't know. Well, then take any road. You'll have fun. You'll get there someday.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You know, on the path you're on, because it doesn't matter.
But someday never comes. If you're on that road, someday never comes.
It will never come, because first of all, you don't know what you're looking for.
Exactly.
And so as a consequence, it's intriguing. So now, how do you work with people like that? How do you get them to start to realize that they're running in a circle?
That's a challenge. It's a challenge because what we find is so often you're in that pattern and you don't realize that you're in that pattern again until you give yourself permission to take a step back and to take the time that you need to think about your life and to think about where it is, to think about that road, but to map out the direction that you want to go, so that you can get to where you want to be. It's something that's hard for most of us to really focus on, because I think we've been taught as a society not to focus on ourselves, not to always be looking at what is going to be good for someone else and put our own needs and our own aspirations and goals second. But again, we feel that you need to help yourself first. Then you're going to be in a better position to help those around you. And if you're clear about where you want to go, what your aspirations and what your dreams are, and if you have, again, that clear-cut plan to achieve those goals, then you're going to be in a better position to be of service to those around you.
Well, we like to use the the airplane or airline analogy, where, you know, when you're on the plane and they're doing the safety check stuff, and they say, when the oxygen mask drops down, make sure you put it on yourself before you put it on your child or the person next to you, because if you're suffocating, what good are you going to do for anybody else? So we kind of feel like you have to look at yourself first, and then everybody else is going to be helped around you.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and of course, this obviously is very innovative.
It is. No one else is doing exactly what we're doing in the way that we're doing.
Absolutely. This is incredibly innovative. When I used to do my seminars, I used to talk about goals, and goals have to be, goals are not something you should try to do. Goals are not something the boss wants you to do. Goals, in fact, are mandatory. And I used to tell a story about when you're going on the airplane and you have a ticket that says you're going to Cleveland. When you get on the plane, you ask the pilot, is this plane going, how important is it to you to get this plane to Cleveland? He says, something I'm going to try to do today. If he doesn't tell you it's mandatory that he gets that plane to Cleveland, get off.
That's right.
Get off quick. Right. You know, quick. You know. But it's true that we seem to be afraid as human beings to challenge ourselves and give ourselves our own goals. And we tend to run from that. And stay away from it. So, what I'm intrigued with is how you get us to get over that, where we are generally as a society do not do that to ourselves. We do not. I always tell people every challenge is a great opportunity to do something you haven't done before.
Exactly.
You
know? Yes.
And but I'm one of these. Guys, I mean, people say to me, how are you? I say, I'm fabulous. This is the best day that I've had since yesterday. In fact, I'm so excited, I can't even wait for tomorrow. And I believe that with all my heart. I told you before, I moved my arms and said, I made it through another night. And I really, you know, people say to me, well, you really are in radio. I said, look, if my car wouldn't start in the morning, I'd run to work. I can't wait to get there. Because every day is new and every day is different. And then here's today with the three of us chatting about an incredibly exciting and innovative opportunity for folks to have it. But how do you know when people need it?
Everybody needs it. That's a given, and that's the aspect that makes what we do so easy. The challenge, as you've said, as you recognize, is getting the individual to realize that they need it. But everybody needs that permission, and I think that's what we do. We give people permission to dream, and we provide them a framework to do it. And I think so often that's what holds people back is not knowing how to go about this process of first having a dream, having a vision for your life, But then once you have that vision, what do you do with it? How do you then set the goals? And then once you've set the goals, how do you accomplish the goals? And so that's what we do in the mental massage workshop. And what makes what we do so innovative is also addressing that stress factor. And that's where the massage piece comes in that Jared brings to the table.
Now, but you see, the toughest thing for all of us, and I'm going to play the other side for you. The toughest thing for all of us is to A, admit this, we have a problem. Okay? And by the way, we all have it. But the toughest thing for us to admit. See, everybody in America says they want the truth, but that's not true. They really don't want to know the truth. You know, the truth scares people. And if you tell them the truth, they get mad at you. You understand that?
Yes.
So that there's a barrier that you two gentlemen have to overcome for us, because we don't want to sit there and say, yeah, I'm a nut, I'm stressed out, I don't know what I'm going crazy. No one's going to do that. So, and yet we're all there. And so most of us are there. I hate to use the word all. Most of us are there. So it must be a challenge to you two to get us to allow you into our life. I don't know if that's the right word.
It's a challenge. And I think we see that in our workshops. When people come in initially, we see that apprehension on their faces. We see that tension. On the other hand, I think there is a great yearning and a great desire out there right now for people to find that better place in their lives.
Desperation is a good word.
Well, yeah, mind.
Some of it may come from desperation.
Yes.
But we may not admit that we're desperate for it, but we all are.
We are. Yes.
We all want it better than it is.
Yes. And I
tell people, even the wealthiest of our brothers can't wait to make. Look at what happened with Madoff and the rest of them. They can't wait to make more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The more they get, the more they have to have.
Yes.
You know, they never stop.
Right.
And so we're all in that category. But this is intriguing. I mean, because it's such an opportunity for folks. I used to do my seminars, and I'd open up by saying, folks, I'm going to ask you to do something today that you're going to not want to do. I'm going to ask you to do something today that's going to be the most difficult thing you've ever had to do in your life, because I'm going to ask you to change. And I used to tell the story. I'd say, by the way, how many people out here are married? And you'd get probably three quarters of them put their hand up. I said, if you think change is easy, here's what I want you to do tonight when you go home. I want you to get in on the other side of the bed and see what happens to you. And everybody laughs. I said, the first thing that's going to happen is, what are you doing on my side of the bed?
Right.
And you can say to your partner, well, gee, dear, I thought this was our bed. Well, it is, but this is my side of it. You know? and that's a simple, like your airline situation, simple process, but tough to do.
Change is hard.
Change is hard. Difficult for people.
It is.
I go back to George Bernard Shaw, but the only way you can make progress is through change.
It's through change, yes.
And if you can't change your mind, you can't really change anything.
Right. And one of the things we do early on in the mental massage workshop is we have people do an exercise that focuses on that change process and how difficult it is. But the underlying message is that if you want a different outcome in your life, you have to do things differently. You can't expect a different outcome in life by doing the same thing that you've done for 10, 20, 30 years.
If you always do what you've always done, then you'll always get what you've always got.
Exactly.
Exactly. People look at me like I'm crazy when I used to say that to them. But it's true. I mean, I've called on stores for advertising. That's what I do for a living. And they'll say, well, I want to do what I did last year. Or, well, my father always did it this way. Or, well, gee, we always did it this way. And I'd look at them and I'd say, that was last year. You can't do it the same as you did it last year. This is a new year.
Things are
different today.
Exactly.
I mean, look. Computers have changed the world. Daily newspapers are in deep, deep, deep trouble. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the second night of the wake. You know, the caskets are going to be closed any day now. And I'm not trying to be cruel.
No, it's...
Radio stations fighting for survival. We've changed the whole radio station here to go into programs like this. because they don't need me for music. I mean, I got a young daughter who's got an iPod, a Peapod, a Diddlypod, a Blackberry, a Cranberry, and a Blueberry, and she can jump in her car, plug it in, and do anything.
Right.
She doesn't need me for music. And so radio stations playing music, it's all over but the cheering. And then that's you right. take these oldies stations, and people love oldies music, but you know their biggest problem? If you pick up the Worcester Telegram this morning and you read the obit page, they just lost 31 more listeners.
That's right.
You know, and they don't realize it. And so, but the challenge for you two fellas is to get them to admit that they have to change.
Right. Well, you know, and actually I think the story of how we came together and how we developed this really innovative concept illustrates that whole process. And again, we tell this story. In fact, Jared, why don't you tell how this whole thing came about?
Well, the way that Tom and I met was through a networking group, and I quickly became his massage therapist, and we kind of became fast friends. We had a lot in common, and Tom found out that I like to run. It's the way I keep in shape and clears my head. And Tom's a little bit older than I am, and he's never been an athlete. Always, as he says, he was always the last one picked in the playground. Mm-hmm. But at, 57 years old, he said, I want to try running. And I said, well, all right, let's do it then. And the first couple times, we'd run a mile or two, and I thought I was going to have to call the paramedics. But he made it through, and as of actually last weekend, he ran his third half marathon, but that's besides the point. He's doing fantastically. But one day we were running, and we both had to do a presentation at this networking group that we met at. And we both had to do 10-minute presentations, and I was tired of doing the same thing I usually did, and I said, well, why don't we try something a little different? But I just didn't know quite what to do. But I knew that Tom did guided visioning, and I thought, well, what if you do guided visioning, and at the same time, I'll give people massages? I don't know if that's going to work, but it could. It's an interesting thought. And he was not too receptive of it.
I couldn't see. I didn't have that vision to see how that
scared the change. How that
would, that's right.
Scared the change.
I couldn't see how that could come together.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we thought, well, what is there to lose? It's a group of our peers, yeah. And they're very supportive. So we tried it, and people seemed to really take to it. So that was only in December?
That was last December.
December.
Yes, less than a year ago.
Since then, it's really taken off, and some people don't get a heck of a lot out of it, but almost everybody in our seminar comes away thinking.
But you know, unless they fight it, right. I just met you fellas 23 minutes ago, and I know already, unless they fight it, they've got to get something out of it.
And I totally feel that way.
Yeah, they cannot not get something out of it.
Right.
Unless they fight it.
When I was back in
Malden, I grew up in Malden, and I used to broadcast the high school football games. And after I played there for 3 years, but anyway, every year we used to have a team get together. That this fellow who sponsored the broadcast was a big Cadillac Oldsmobile dealer, and he used to throw a big party for the players and the coaches and everything. And he always had a guest. And one year he brought in a hypnotist, and he actually took one of our football players who weighed about 250 pounds, and had him between two chairs with his head on one chair and the heels of his foot on the other, mm-hmm. Nothing under him. Well, he started out with chairs under him, and as he talked to him, he'd pull one chair at a time out, and then he had the rest of the line sit on him.
Wow.
And this guy held him up. Now, I mean, it was stunning, all right? Yeah. Now, at that same time, one of the cheerleaders, and he finally just said, I forget what, Jane, whatever her name was, Jane, you're fighting me, and there's nothing I can do. I cannot, you won't go under for me. I can't get you there. You're so afraid that I'm going to embarrass you or do something. And he couldn't do it. My point is, if they fight you, you know, the point is, if they only understand that if they go in open with their eyes wide open and the willingness to allow the opportunity to grow, there's no way they can't come out with you two fellas without a new experience.
And that was exactly, Dick, that was my experience with going into this venture with Jared, because again, I initially couldn't see how this would work. I had been doing the guided visioning for 10 years with people.
Yeah.
And so this whole concept of, well, something different, bringing something different into the mix, a whole new element.
Yeah.
I initially couldn't see, I didn't have the vision for how that would work.
Yeah.
Once we did it, once I saw, and I saw how powerful that combination that opportunity was there. And if either or both of us had really been afraid to seize that opportunity, we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about this really amazing concept that we've come up with and this growing business that we've developed.
Well, that begs the question. So you fellas will, somebody wants to work with you. So you go into their business and do you do one-on-ones? Do you do groups?
We do this in a group format. Probably down the road, we're talking about expanding and working one-on-one. Right now, we work in a group format, which again is one of the things that makes this mental massage concept so unique and so innovative. And so we work with corporate groups.
Yeah.
We work, for example, in yoga studios where people may come from a variety of different backgrounds and may be coming from, and having different needs and are looking to get something different from the workshop. With the corporate groups, it may be people looking for to really further their individual careers, or it may be a company that needs to have a corporate vision and they're looking to help their employees to all get that corporate vision so that everybody is moving in the same direction.
That's intriguing, because I'll tell you, one of the things that, and I talk to businesses, that's all I do. And you talk to different people. Hey, I tell you what, go to Enrico's, where it's a pizza place in Sturbridge. You sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And hear people coming in at 5:30 after work, and hear them whining and complaining and moaning about they hate their boss, they hate the company, they hate their desk, they hate the wall, they hate the. People don't like their jobs, okay? Now, the reason is because we're under the gun. The companies need them to do more, expand more. There's less money to spend to do it, but you gotta just dig in your heels and increase business at a time when companies aren't spending, and it's tough to do. Having said that, this could be a great opportunity for those businesses, to able to turn that morale and those attitudes. It's attitudes that people have and we sit and we watch the government struggling and they can't make a decision and we got a president that's not doing what we think he should be doing and we got all these problems going on, and then the Red Sox had a monstrous collapse in September and that just absolutely croaked us, and we have all these things going on in our lives, and we need an attitude change. And basically, between you two, you calm them down, get them ready, and he changes their attitude.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's what it
yes.
is.
Yes.
What a great concept.
It isn't, and it's the combination of those two things that makes this so powerful. And for me, the interesting thing is, during the course of the workshop, I'm in the best position because I get to stand there and watch that transformation. When we're going through the guided visioning exercise and Jared is going around the room and giving each participant just a very brief but a very relaxing shoulder and neck massage, I get to watch that tension evaporate from people, and I get to see that that little tense, tight-lipped expression that they came in with all their apprehension sort of suddenly change to, you see this little bit of a smile start to form. And then at the end of the visioning and at the end of the workshop, I mean, we do have people who come up to us and say, I never realized that I had this desire to do this thing, or I never knew I had this goal, but all of a sudden, there it is. And I know that now this is the thing that I want to do with my life. I mean, how much more rewarding can you get?
My question then is, for instance, if you do this once and you get them there, do you go back like in 2 months or 3 months and make sure they're still focused?
We do offer that. You know, we offer that because obviously we also, in addition to the workshops that we do, we offer our individual services. Me as a life coach, yeah. Jared as a massage therapist, and so yes, I do have some people who have continued on with me and with whom we stay in touch.
Because the great difficulty we all have is we're creatures of habit. Yes. Whatever you do, the first thing every morning, you do the first thing every morning. Now, I shave. I always shave. I start on this side of my face. Now, I can't tell you why. And every once in a while, just to be a wise guy, I'll do this because it drives me crazy. But I floss first, then I brush my teeth. You know, then I shave, then I take my shower. And don't ask me to change that. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I do.
That's, it is, yes.
But the thing is, and I laugh at myself sometimes because I look at myself and I say, here you go, dummy, starting on the same side again, you know, the same thing every day. But we're creatures of habit.
So
you can get them to that. You can get them through that session. And then, and I don't know the percentages, but what then begins to happen is you start to slide right back to your comfort zone again.
Well, I think what we find is and again, I think that the power of this program that we have and this process, and it really is it's a systematic process that we take people through, is that at the end of the workshop, everybody leaves with again that roadmap. So you know there's that plan in place, and once you have that plan in place, and once you've committed to your goals and your plan in writing, which is something that we have people do.
You got to commit to it.
You have to commit to it. Once you've made that commitment, it's hard to backslide. You know, it may happen, but it's easier than to see yourself backsliding and to pull yourself back. Well, but it's hard to go back on that promise you've made to yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I did some study. Well, I participated with some people and did some studies this is some years ago when I was doing it. I was out on the road. And Harvard did a study, and it's amazing. And it's probably it's probably 10 or 12 years old now, 15 years old maybe. But 74% of the thoughts that we all have every day are negative. 74%.
And that's a sad statistic, isn't
it? You drive up to a red light, and you're waiting for the light to change. That's a long light.
Right.
People don't. Right. We don't realize. And because I said, 74%, and I don't think of myself as a negative person, but guess what? 74% of the thoughts I have every day are negative.
We all do it.
I mean, it's just what it is.
Yes.
And so it's very, very difficult, for the right. average person. And so this is why it's such an exciting opportunity.
Well, and you know, we talked a little bit earlier that change is frightening to people. Change doesn't necessarily feel good to people, and that's where the massage piece of the whole mental massage process comes into play.
Well, we like to have people don't take the time to think about their future, or think about where they're headed or where they want to be, but when they're doing the guided visioning and they're kind of thinking about the future, and I'm giving them a little massage, all of a sudden it feels good to think about where you're headed. So we like that little Pavlovian response, like if we can leave you feeling good when you're thinking about where you want your goals and your dreams and your aspirations, then hopefully when you go home and you start thinking about your goals, you can kind of go back to that place of, it feels good to think about my future.
Yeah, it's incredible, mm-hmm. And obviously the benefits are boundless.
They're boundless. They are. How much better can it be to really feel that you're living into your dreams, and that you're in control of your life, and again that's what this process is all about, is helping people take control of their own lives. Because again, if you don't have a plan for your own life, you're going to fall into somebody else's plan. And guess what? They probably don't have a whole lot planned for you.
No. Well, not only that, but you know, the amazing thing about each of us, we are only limited by the limits we put on ourselves.
That's right.
Yes. And what happens is we put limits on ourselves. Oh, I can't do that. How many times have you heard people say, I can't do that?
Exactly. Okay? Yes.
I can't. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Well,
you know, it was one of my favorite quotes. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's true. And so one of the techniques that we share with participants in our workshops is you have to eliminate "I can't" from your vocabulary.
Well, I tell people all the time that there are some words in my vocabulary that I don't know what they mean. I really don't. And one of those words is "can't." Okay, now look, I know that if I run out in front of that big truck out there, I could get hurt or killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it.
Right.
However, there are some things I choose not to do.
Right.
But
that's
don't
right.
tell me that I can't.
That's right.
Because I can't. I just choose not to.
You know? Right.
But the point I'm making is, as your friend Ford said, and I always reminded of another great thing I use all the time that Henry said, don't find fault, find a remedy. Anybody can complain. And so we spend all our time finding faults and finding reasons why we can't do things. No, I haven't got the time, I can't do that. It's like running. I happen to go out, I don't run anymore, I kind of walk now, but that's beside the point. I usually do a mile a day. You know, sometimes I'll do two, depends on how much time I have in the weather. But the point is, and it's so much easier not to go. It's just so much easier
right.
not to put on my sweats and get
right.
and change and go out and do it. You know, much easier not to do that. But on the other hand, I know that it's very good for me. It's good for my heart. And I have had a great life, and I'm very. People say you're fortunate. Man, I work real hard at it.
Right. You know? Yes. Right.
I mean,
yes.
There's no such thing. See, I don't believe the word luck even is a word. You know, I tell people, and you take a shortstop in baseball, line drive, over his head. He jumps up in the air, and he only can do one of two things, catch it or miss it. Now, if he catches it, everybody says he was lucky. No, he wasn't. I tell people he took an extraordinary advantage of a great opportunity. He had to
That's
get
right.
as high as the ball. He had to have the glove in the right place, and he had to be able to hold on to it. What
that's
has
right.
luck got to
do
with
right,
that?
No, that's right. Exactly.
Well, this is one thing we really do believe is when you once you set the goals and you have a vision in your head of where you want to be, those opportunities will present themselves more often, and you'll just be open to it. So, say like I had a job where a corporate job where I was doing massage every Friday at this company, and they the economy went down the tubes, and they got rid of my position. So for a little bit, I was kind of depressed about it. I'm like, oh, I really needed that income. But a week passed, and someone invited me to this networking group where I ended up meeting Tom. But through that networking group, I make more money than I did at that Friday gig, and I've met way more good business contacts, and my business is much better now than it ever was. Because I grabbed that opportunity.
But you see, the interesting thing is you did two things. You were willing to change, which a lot of us aren't willing to do.
Right.
You're willing to change. And you rolled the dice. I had a great time. There was a great friend. I did a speech at a Radio Advertising Bureau meeting back, oh, this is the 80s. We're in convention. Radio Advertising Bureau was a group of radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the speakers. I did a thing on small market radio. And the keynote speaker that year was a guy named Dan Keough. Now, Dan Keough had a pretty good job once in his life. He was the president of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of North America. And back in the 80s, Pepsi-Cola was getting real close to Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he sat back and he says, we had a problem. And he said, people had taken us for granted. And he brought out a product called New Coke.
He took
the original Coke, quote unquote, off
right.
the market.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 or 5 weeks later, there was an uproar that they wanted the original Coke back. And within 36 hours, they had it back. Okay? And Dan Keough, people said, you know, it was a tragic corporate mistake and everything else. And after the meeting, I said to Keough, he had complimented me on my little presentation and I to him. And I said, I'll buy you a beer. You're an Irishman. Let's go. So he and I sat at the bar and at the Lowe's Hotel in Dallas, and we had a beer together. And I looked at him and I said, who are you kidding? He's, what do you mean? I said, that was planned. Oh, he says, you make mistakes. And I said, Dan, I want you to be honest. And he had this big grin on his face. And I said, let me tell you what I know. Do you know how many cans of Coca-Cola they fill a day in the United States? Over 3 million.
Wow.
Now, in order to fill 3 million cans of Coca-Cola a day, how many cans do you need? 3 million.
3 million, sure.
Okay. Now, he took that product off the market, mm-hmm. brought out the new cans that they had planned for months, the new Coke. In order to be able, because they came back with a new design on the can, they had the big white swirl
right,
on
it yes.
when they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a whole new design on the can. Do you know how long it takes just to design a can? And do you know how long it takes just right. to make out, they have to make the pattern, because that's aluminum, and they have a machine, and that's made flat. And they roll the color on sure. that can
sure,
flat.
Yeah, sure.
Then it runs into another machine that rounds it and seals it. Mm-hmm. And then they go down the line with no top on them. And they fill them, and then that's the whole top goes on in one piece. In order to have enough cans available, they had to have a new design, had to make them, and have all
right,
the cans
yes.
in a warehouse.
That's right, right, yes.
You can't
ready
do
waiting.
That in 6 weeks, okay? Unless it was a long time planned. And he told me, he started to laugh, and he says, Dick, sometimes you got to roll the dice.
That's right.
And
that's
he
right.
says, I roll the dice. And he says, let me tell you, it could have been the biggest fiasco ever in the corporate world. But you know what? It wasn't. He said, I roll the dice. And he said, they came up roses. And he says, if you're not willing to roll the dice, get out.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And that's a true story. And I've told people that, you know, and they said, oh, no, that was a corporate mistake. It was a blunder. It was a blunder. All right. I said, they brought it back, and it's bigger
than ever. Right.
And I said, Pepsi-Cola even lit Michael Jackson on fire, and they couldn't outsell it. You know, and I said, think about it. I said, then Pepsi still can't outsell it.
Right. Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And I just saw a story yesterday that guess what they're doing starting the 1st of November? The Coca-Cola cans are going to be white with the bears on them.
Oh, interesting.
No more red cans.
Interesting.
They've changed the cans.
Huh.
And they just made this announcement yesterday. Now, you yeah. know that those, they've had those cans for weeks.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's a great story because everybody thought it was a colossal mistake. And what he was able to do was reestablish a brand
right.
that was struggling.
Yes, right. You know, and that's what life is all about. Living life successfully, it takes courage,
oh,
and it takes risk.
Yeah, oh,
it takes risk.
He said, I could have been out on my rear end, and he says, a disgrace. And he says, you know what? He said, I just knew he had the vision to
right.
say,
yes.
if I take it away from them, they're going to miss it, and they're going to want it back.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and he took it away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what he did.
And that roll of the dice
yep.
paid off.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we've been chatting this morning, an intriguing conversation. And we've been chatting with Tom Ingracia and Jared Kridminski. And these two gentlemen have put together an incredibly innovative program called Mental Massage. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about, you know, a few more parts of it. But we'll tell you how to get a hold of them if you're out there and you'd like to have them into your company and have them do a work with you. This is a great opportunity to reach out to them. So when we get back, we'll address all those things, and we'll be right back.
Tune in for the latest in financial advice from those in the know. Join DV every month as he talks with Sharon McLaughlin from McLaughlin Education Consulting.
I try to get the families to start thinking about in the sophomore year, because that's when the ACT and the SAT testing begins, with your preliminary SATs, your PSATs. And to get them to start thinking about the majors that they're interested in, the type of college that they might want to eventually attend, you know, the career choices that they're looking at. And then many of the students these days are applying to 8 or more schools. So that's part of what makes the competition that much tougher in some instances. I try to limit my students to no more than 6 to 8. I've had students that have applied to 16 or so. You can contact me at 508-755-4641 or on the web at headforcollege.com.
It's known the world over. It's been in Sturbridge for over 237 years. Located on Route 131, across from the Sturbridge Common, with a wonderful menu selection. Sit by the fireplace, enjoy a cocktail, and then dine in wonderful ambience. Yes, it's time for you to enjoy the historic public house, rich in tradition, and a perfect place for your next lunch or dinner. Route 131, Sturbridge, the historic public house.
Howlett Lumber, with two great locations in Charlton and Holland, is your one-stop home center. With Benjamin Moore Custom Color Matching, they will match any color to help brighten your world. Benjamin Moore paint is reformulated to resist fading and withstand everything from New England's blazing sun to its most frigid days. Your home will always look great with the fresh new look of Benjamin Moore paint. It's easier than you think with a little help from your friends at Howlett Lumber. Howlett Lumber, Route 20 in Charlton, East Springfield Road, Holland. Howlett Lumber, remember the name.
Floods Auto Sales, 93 Hamilton Street in Southbridge. Here's just a few great reasons to go. Stability. They've been in the same location since 1919, and it's family-owned and operated with a full staff of caring ASE-certified auto repair experts. A full-service brake and front-end shop. Used cars with double the state warranty. On-hand complete exhaust specialists. A1 car rentals. That's just some of the reasons that for over 90 years, local folks have relied on Floods. And here's another. Floods prices are competitive, but their service is beyond compare. Ready, set, go to Floods today.
The Logo Shop does it all for business, for sports teams, for organizations, for church groups. The Logo Shop is the one place that does it all. The pros at the Logo Shop will guarantee quality work, and it's on time and it's on budget. Tom and John are always ready to sit with you and discuss your needs to make sure it's exactly what you want. Top quality embroidery and screen printing. The Logo Shop, 125 Mossy Street, Southbridge. Call them, 508-764-3100. Boy, is your car dirty. Don't let them say that about your car. Dunkin' Foam It. Dunkin' Foam It, yes. For only $10, clean it. Really clean it. Top to bottom, including the wheels. Wow, your car will sparkle. You can also get it done for $8 and the $6 exterior special. You paid a lot for your car. Keep it clean at Dunkin' Foam It at the Big Bunny, Route 131, Southbridge. You can do it yourself, too. Dunkin' Foam It at the Big Bunny.
For real peace of mind, call C. Goodrich Alarm Company at 1-800-842-2906. They can assess your needs and recommend an alarm system for your home or business. C. Goodrich Alarm Company gives you 24-hour-a-day protection, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You also get 24-hour monitoring service with instant access to police, fire, and ambulance services. C. Goodrich Alarm Company, for your home or business, licensed for Massachusetts and Connecticut. Call for a quote today. C. Goodrich Alarm Company, keeping homes safe and secure for over 30 years.
And good morning, everybody. We're back here on the Money Matters Morning Edition, and we have with us this morning two incredible gentlemen who have a unique story and have a fabulous venue that they do. And we have with us Tom Ingracia and Jared Krasimski, and they do mental massage, and they travel around to various locations. They come to you, and they have an incredible program, and we've been spending some time this morning chatting about those programs and some of the things they do. Let's talk about, is there one of the bywords in marketing is target audience.
Right.
Is there a target audience, or is it anyone who's breathing?
On the one hand, yes, it's anyone who's breathing. Anyone and everyone can benefit from this, but we really, in terms of our target audience, we like working with corporate groups, with business groups, with people who maybe already have a sense of direction and goal, but need to really refine that and fine-tune that sense of direction or goal. So that's an important target market for us. What we're seeing right now as an emerging target market for us is college students, those young people who are getting ready to go out into the job market.
And there aren't any.
and there are challenges out there. Yeah. And how when you're young and idealistic and you've got those stars in your eyes, yeah, how do you deal with those challenges?
Oh, you got a nice diploma? Oh, isn't that good?
But you deal with those challenges by having a clear vision and a plan and knowing what you want and how to get there. And so that's really an important market
I'm
for us
right
now. I'm
always reminded of, in my own career, the number of times I've had people come in looking for a job. And my first question, I usually have two or three setup questions, but one of them is early on, I always ask, what do you know about radio? And if they say anything but nothing, I know they're lying to me. but that's okay. The thing is, I always say, well, what do you really want to do?
Right.
And you know the answer I used to get 75 to 80% of the time?
Yeah.
Anything. And I would look at them and say, you're already doing that.
Right, that's right.
That's
yes.
what you're doing now. Yes. You're doing anything. But I have five or six different categories in this company. What do you really want to do?
Right.
You know, and I had one time, I was interviewing a guy, and he said to me, you know, he said, I have to tell you, Mr. Vaughn, he said, I'm an amateur photographer, and I would love to go to Tanganyika and film wild yak. And I looked at the guy, and I said, really? I said, that's intriguing. Hold on a second. And I picked up the phone. I called a friend of mine who had a travel agency. And back in those days, there was a hotel called the Royal Tanganyika.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the whole thing figured out, $896. And the guy could go to Tanganyika for 3 days and film yak. And he said, well, geez, I don't have $896. How much do you have? He said, well, I got about $500. Good. Now you only need $394 more.
Right.
Go call, give me the name of 10 of your friends. We'll see if we can raise some. And the guy looks at me like I'm crazy. And I said, look, here's what I want you to do. Go to Tanganyika and get this out of your head. Because until you do, I don't need you.
Right. That's right. Right.
I said, I need a guy that wants to come into my radio station and work for it and be successful. And all you're going to want to do is go to and I respected it.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, I truly did. So that many, many times people need, it's, and that's why I'm so intrigued, because all my life I've watched people squander their lives away because they didn't know what they wanted to do.
See, that's it. And in order to get what you want in life, you're absolutely right. You have to know what you want to get what you want.
Yeah.
And
my dad was a tough guy. He was a commander in the Navy, came home from the war, and we were sitting, I was only a kid, 11, 12 years old. He said to me, son, here's what I want to tell you now. He says, find something that you love to do and then figure out a way to get paid for it. And you'll have
that's
a
right.
great life.
That's right.
And that's exactly what I did.
That's right. Yes.
You know, I mean, I've been in radio for 60 years because I love it.
Because you love it. Yes. Yeah. And you know, and you love to, and how many people do you know who love to talk, but they think, well, I can't get paid for talking.
Yeah,
you're living, breathing proof.
Yeah,
you can get paid for talking.
Yeah, that's it. I'm all set. But the interesting thing is that's why this is such an exciting thing for you. Let me ask you, what role does a massage therapy play in promoting, not only, we certainly understand the physical aspect of it, but what about spiritual?
Well, it helps people just like turn off for a little while instead of focusing on, oh, the kids need to go to this practice and I need to get groceries and how am I going to make dinner tonight? Just like say if they come to get a 1 hour massage from me, for that 1 hour, they can just let go and it lets their mind wander and it really, like our minds can do amazing things just when we kind of turn them off and
yeah.
let them do what they...
Yeah, they can be scary.
It can be scary, but usually it's scary yeah. wonderful. So you get... You relax the mind, you relax the body, and you just leave refreshed and ready to handle all of those other day-to-day tasks.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One time in 1976, I ran for president of the United States because
mm-hmm.
I wanted to. Everybody called me crazy, and I started out on the bicentennial ticket. And my slogan was, there is a better way. And I found out real quick that if you didn't run as a Democrat or Republican, in order to get on the ballot, if you ran as anything but a Democrat or Republican, you needed 37,000 signatures. But if you ran as a Democrat or Republican, you only needed 3,700. So that goes back to the ins protect the ins.
Right.
And the ins don't want the outs in, see, but that's okay. But I did. I actually ran for president. I had a delightful time doing it. I was on programs all over the country. The TV stations were coming to the radio station and interviewing me and so forth. And it was incredible because it was, and it was fun. I mean, I had a great time doing it. But I did it because I wanted to.
Right, yes. And you know, and how many of the great people of the world were considered crazy when they started out because they were doing something that no one expected them to, or that wasn't maybe the norm. the norm.
Can I tell you something? There's not a thing we do today, whether it's an automobile, whether it's talking through this thing here,
right,
and it goes through the air, and if you've got a radio and you put it on 970, you're going to hear us today. I mean, right. You go back to every one of those people, the Marconis of the world, the Edisons of the world, the Alexander Bells of the world. It doesn't matter who you name. They were considered eccentric and told it won't work.
Right.
And here we are. Look at what computers have done to us.
Yes.
It's the whole world. Nothing is the same anymore.
Right. And I feel, and I think it's part of the core philosophy of what we do with the mental massage, is it's that fear of what people are going to think about you that holds people back so often from really doing the things that we truly want to do. So you need to find the way to get beyond that fear and that's what held me back personally. I can talk from my own personal experience, that fear of, well, what if people laugh at me? You know, what if people say, told you so, we knew you couldn't do that. That held me back for probably 40 years from actually doing what I wanted to do in life until I finally got to the point where I said, no, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and I don't care if people laugh.
You know, it goes back to 1941 when Franklin Roosevelt stood in the well of the Congress of the United States and said, we have nothing to fear except fear itself.
That's right.
And everything I preach this to people, to my kids. The worst word in your life, the worst problem you have is fear. The fear of failure, the fear of whatever it is you're fearing. I was 61 years old. I had a radio station in Killington, Vermont. A bunch of friends of mine, we had a disastrous January that one year where we had a major thaw. It got warm up into the 50s and 60s and rained three straight days. Mm-hmm. And the snow just went shoo. And once it got cold again, they could make snow. But it just devastated.
Right,
everybody
sure.
said, oh, can't go skiing anymore. And Scott Van Pelt, who is the marketing director of Okemo Mountain, called me up and said, Dick, you're the genius. We need a marketing idea. I got to turn this around. We've got cancellations coming left and right. We're just going to be buried this year. And I said, okay, I'll call you back. I sat back and I started to laugh at myself. Called him back, I said, I got it. They said, and my daughter had a black St. Bernard. I said, I'm coming over with my daughter's dog. Get a camera ready. Okay, tell me the idea. I'll tell you when I get there. I took the dog and I went over there and I stood there and I came up with this idea. Oh, at Okemo, we can teach an old dog a new trick. And I took ski lessons at 61 years old. But I changed the ski lessons around because I walked down. They said, well, there's the boots. Get a pair of boots. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, get a pair of boots? I've never been on this. Who's the guy that have somebody tell me? I don't even know how to put them on. Then you got to teach me how to walk in them because you can't bend. You got to learn. And they said, oh, you're right. Because I found out that of 100% of the people who take ski lessons, only 10% come back the second time. They have a 90% dropout. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they say, okay, go get a pair of boots. They don't know what to do. Well, put on the skis. How?
Right, right,
and I said, I want your best ski instructor. They said, what do you mean? I said, I want the best one you got. And I said, let's go. I said, the first thing I want you to do is teach me how to fall down. Oh, no, that's not what we do. Yeah, you're going to teach me. Why? I said, because I'm going to fall, aren't I? Well, yeah, you will. Then teach me how to fall.
How to do it, right.
And I changed their whole, because I just looked at what they were doing, and no wonder they were losing people.
Sure, sure.
You'd fall down and you'd get all mucky and wet. And you'd be a wreck, you know. So that you can do things differently. And the fact is, you can teach an old dog a new trick.
Right. Yes.
And it's not hard to do. So let's take a minute before we leave, because this is just exciting. How do people get a hold of you guys?
There are two ways that people can contact us. First of all, through our website, which is www.mental-massage.com. And there's a contact page on the website so people can get in touch with us directly. We also have a Facebook page, and we're inviting people to become fans of our mental massage on Facebook, because what happens then is that every day, people who sign on to our Facebook page will get a daily motivational message from us, something to inspire them for that day. And so that is facebook.com/mentalmassage. But in terms of direct contact, the website is the best way to contact us directly.
Give that again.
www.mental-massage.com.
Terrific. Well, folks, look, we've had a great, great conversation. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. These are two outstanding gentlemen, and we had a lot of exciting conversation this morning, and we certainly had a lot of fun. And it's real, folks. It's an opportunity by contacting these folks following through on that and going to that Facebook page, because you're going to learn that yes, you can. You know,
absolutely.
There's no two ways about it. The fact of the matter is, as I said, you really can teach an old dog a new trick, and the only difference is the dog's got to be willing.
The dog has to be willing.
That's
yes,
right.
Right.
You know, if the old dog says I can't do that,
right,
you're right.
Right.
You know.
You know, and I think, you know, I think one of the messages that we share with our clients and our participants is, Jared and I, we're just a couple of ordinary guys. We're, you know, we don't possess any special powers, it's not magic. It's just about believing in yourself and having that courage to take the risks to get the things in life that you want and that you deserve.
I used to have a great tie, and on that tie it said YAGOTTAWANNA.
Mm-hmm.
And that said, you gotta wanna.
That's right.
You gotta wanna.
And I That's
used to,
it.
And I, when I did my thing with even my own staffs, when I'd hire a salesperson, I'd give him one of those ties. And I say to him, you got to want to.
That's right.
Pal, if you don't want to, ain't nothing I can do to help you.
That's absolutely true.
I can give you an account list. I can show you where to go. I can even teach you what to say. But if you don't want to, you ain't going to close one sale.
Right.
You know, you got to want to.
You got to want to.
And I think that's the message today, folks. If you want to, get a hold of Tom and Jared. They're two dynamite people. And, you know, I want you to see Laurie before you leave and come back sometime in a month or two and let's talk again.
Love to do that.
Because I think it's a great, I was just so excited and my mind is spinning with the number of people and companies that I know that need you. and I say that with all honesty, because you bring something to the table that is desperately needed in this country today.
Well, good. Well, we agree with. Thank you, Dick, for that.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
And it's great chatting with you.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.